Paul, Patrick Laine has done lots of good stuff away from the puck during the playoffs. He scored last game. Is he the kind of guy that has to score to feel good about his own personal game?
Eventually, yes. This guy's a shooter, right? He came in as that, and they all, the guys that are used to scoring goals, want to feel like they can contribute. Most importantly, when you don't, is your first comment that he's been, the growth in his game over 2 years, 5-on-5 without the puck has been, we're very, very pleased with it. So he's able to play on a line that has wingers at +6 and a center at +9, and in order to do that, you've either got to score an awful lot, which is unrealistic, or you have to be able to play away from the puck.
Second row on the right here.
Scott Billick, NHL.com. Paul, this team had, I think, 5 players that played 82 games this year, and now a bunch of them are approaching 100. How has this team, young team, kind of dealt with what comes with playing this many games in a season? A lot of them haven't kind of been in this position before.
Well, first I'd say that's an awfully small number, right? So we've had a lot of guys that are fairly rested if we're just doing regular season games. And then when the depth improves on your team and you add Paul, all of the minutes get shaved down. So it's we're at a point where we're kind of healthy for the first time in the season. You've got really good players that are playing 14, 15 minutes. They can handle that. And just look at our last 5 weeks. There's far easier travel than we ever deal with during the year, right? We had twice off the plane late with Nashville, but the Minnesota, other than hanging out in Duluth for a day, the travel for us is way easier right now than it's been at any point in the year. The games are every second night. There's no back-to-backs, and the minutes are down. Yes, the hockey is far more intense, but we're in a better environment to stay strong.
Second row on the left.
Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Paul, Lowry and Kopp.
Okay, there you are, Jason. Sorry, in the dock.
Lowry and Kopp, the fit with Armia. What have you seen on Joel's game, particularly the last two, the last one in Nashville, the first one here, and what makes him so effective?
He's got a fantastic stick, and mentally he's in the right spot. Has been since the time he showed up. I think we've all felt there's some offense there to be had in Joel's game that has yet to come out, but he's quite a valuable player in the role that he's in. And all of those, so we put 10 of them in that group as well. The four of them are completely comfortable with each other. Tanev plays left and right. Kopp's played in the middle. So there's a real comfort level. They understand each other's game. But Joel, like I said, you have to have a, you know, if you've got a good offensive stick, a lot of times you can have a good defensive stick. You anticipate where the puck's going. You can knock things down. Again, I think there's more offense there. I'd love to see him shooting the puck more because he's got a fantastic wrist shot. But his stick, and he's in the right spot to make his sticks valuable.
Chris? Chris Johnson. Sportsnet. I'm wondering, when did you start to believe this team could go on this sort of run? Because there wasn't really a lot of personnel change from last year to this year.
You know, it's a daily improvement in your game. We were a very, very consistent team, right? We started with 2 losses, and after that, I don't think we had 3 regulation losses over the course of the year, so it slowly built. But a really, you know, the silver lining kind of theory in our season, we were so injured for most of the year and were able to win. We made a whole bunch of trades at the deadline, right? Guys that are on our roster but weren't in our lineup started to come back, and we got stronger and healthier. So we'd gone into Nashville on back-to-back nights, I think, with 9 guys out. 4 centermen and got clubbed, as you would expect. But we ran a long time and learned to rely on different players, right? And they had to step up and be important so that when they all came back and got healthy, we were a pretty darn good team. I'm not sure we knew how good we were yet. I believe the Boston game at home, week 3 of March, was the first time our forward group had been together, available. And when they got a couple more injuries, but then our back end wasn't quite there yet, and Toby was out, so we're still learning how good we can be.
Second row right here.
Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun.
Cool, Paul.
Back to Patrick Laine. When he still the odd time coughs one up on the boards and doesn't get it out, does he get real down on himself? And is part of your job or teammates' job to pick him up, or doesn't he need that?
Well, there's a balance there. All learned skills, right? So a guy coming over from Finland wouldn't be dealing with a heavy pinch down the walls. I mean, there's some, but the rink's a little wider. There's different escape routes. It's a different way of handling those pucks down the wall. So this is all new to him. We've just come through some series where the D are very aggressive, and mistakes are going to happen. The advantage that we've had with our young players, we'll put Connor and Ehlers and Patrick in that group, is they're still able to produce while they're learning. So, you know, if you've got a guy that turns the puck over three or four times in his own end, but there's really nothing else he can offer you, then that's a real problem, right? Finding him ice. So we have now a really, really smart center iceman that can almost tell when the winger's under duress on the wall and he stays low and he stays patient. But when he has time, Patty's a brilliant passer. He really is. So he's learning when to make a play, when not to play. There's going to be turnovers. The other four guys around him have to be in the right spots to handle it. But I don't think – I mean, I think over the last 2 years, maybe late in the game, I cut the ice of those kids because I knew the play was going to be in our end. You're holding the lead, but they never sat the bench for it. Everybody's got different body language. Yeah, he's angry. Right, when it doesn't go out, he's not very happy because he understands it. That's the most important thing. It's not, hey, that's not really my job, no big deal. He gets angry when he doesn't get the puck out. He knows he needs to. But he's got a pretty good fire in him. I don't think it affects the rest of his game. I think he goes back out the next time and wants to be a difference maker. He doesn't drop. There's not a drop in confidence. Maybe not smiling. I don't know what he says. It's in Finnish, so I'm not sure what he's saying to himself. I don't think it's good. It's probably good. I don't know.
Back left, Sarah.
Sarah Orleski, TSN. Paul, has Mark Scheifele elevated his game during these playoffs, and if so, how?
I believe yes would be the simple answer, but in each series. So the back three games, two games in the Minnesota, he drove his game. That the 2-0 game on the road, really important for us. He was very, very strong in that game. And then really good in the clincher. And I thought over the Nashville series, he was the guy that really drove his game. Blake's always consistent with his game, but Mark has had 4 games of playoff experience, and that was 3 years ago. So this is, for him as well, and Trouba and Lowry, this is new. And as he's done his whole career, he learns very, very quickly. I think his game has gotten simpler. He's a shooter now. He knows that if it's on his stick, it's off his stick. There's the right kind of physicality in his game. He's finishing checks, but he's not running out of position to do it. So he's learning on the job like the rest of us.
We'll take two more. Front row.
Ken Wade, Winnipeg Sun. Paul, any surprise in terms of style of play in game one, and do you expect much of a different game tonight?
We expect quite a bit different, and that would be more related to our experience. When you look at our game one against Nashville, we gave up 48 shots. Connor Hellebuck wins us the game, and then we are a much better team on the road in game two. So the newness has come out. So even though they have some players, some veteran players, like some guys with age on them, but have played a bit, there's a new team as well. So they're going through what we went through in the National Series. We expect them to be driving real hard in this game. I think it's going to be a really, really tight game. I don't think there'll be quite as much offense going both ways. It'll be more physical game, and it'll be more contested in the 10-foot area. I'm not sure you're getting up and down the ice. That game got into a track meet at times. I don't think you're going to see that tonight.
Last question, Pierre.
Pierre LeBrun, TSN, The Athletic. Paul, you kind of answered it right there. The last series, we talked a lot about how it wasn't as physical as maybe you would have thought against Nashville. It was already more physical against Vegas. What was your view of the hit from James Neal on Toby Enstrom?
It was hard. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, the only time I have a problem is when a guy leaves his feet. So much of the... And this is why it's a really difficult job at the league office with these suspensions. the hit changes in a half second before contact is made, and what you thought you were hitting isn't by the other player, either avoiding and rightfully so. My only complaint is when guys leave their feet, because nothing, it's like speeding. Once you get over the speed limit, a lot of bad things are going to happen, and you got to be responsible for that. You come into a hit, hard hit, shoulders. Yeah, maybe it was a bit from the backside, but you're a shooter. Somebody's coming to get you. But when you leave your feet, I got a real, real problem with that, because you don't have control of your body anymore, and you're directing yourself to a place that's not good. I didn't have a problem with it.